Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One that no one wants to face. So I think at the end of the day, we'll get everybody together. We had a great meeting at the White House on Thursday, as the president indicated. We're working very carefully, Trey, to keep the coordination very close with the White House, with our Senate Republican colleagues, and with the House itself. I think that's going to be the magic that gets us through this.
All right, Speaker. First, you have to gain consensus within your conference. You got Medicaid, you have SALT. Are there other issues that aren't being talked about that you also have to work through, or are those the two main issues?
Well, those are big parts of it, and of course, the various components of the tax piece of this. And people say, why are you doing this all in one big, beautiful bill? Well, you know, to remind everyone, we're using the reconciliation process because the Democrats are in no mood to do anything for the country. You know, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats in the Senate, and Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats in the House, they have no interest whatsoever in solving problems. So we have to do it ourselves, and you have to use the budget reconciliation process to do it. It avoids the 60-vote threshold in the Senate. So that's why all these various components of the bill are put together, complex pieces of the bill. But we're going to solve this equation, Trey. We have to. Now, here's the progress report. Good news. Over the last week, 7 of our 11 committees of jurisdiction got their pieces of that big, beautiful bill done. And so we have 4 committees yet to go, and then we push it through back through the budget committee to merge it all together and send it to the Senate.
Representative Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, talking about the progress on the big, beautiful bill. You guys played that clip from Congressman Bost when I was in Washington, D.C., right?
Yeah.
He said that, he goes, it's going to get passed. And he goes, it's going to be a nasty fight on the way. He said it's going to be absolutely nasty. It's kind of weird to go into that knowing it's going to be like that and know, like, we'll pass it. We'll get it done. We're going to smack each other around first.
This is actually the process I like. It's a weird thing to say. I've said it many times that I like when they fight, especially when it's over my money, because that ultimately this is all of our money and they're trying to figure out how to hopefully save more of it than spend it.
Well, let's talk to the man covering it there on Capitol Hill. The Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent Ryan Schmelz joins us once again. Ryan, you look good. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. What can you tell us? We heard a little bit from the speaker there about the progress that's being made. They say the bill, the big, beautiful bill, is going to get passed. What happens between right now and the time where it gets passed and sent to the president?
Right now, they have to figure out how they get enough votes to pass it, because keep in mind, with only a slim majority that they have to work with, if they lose just 2 or 3 members, the bill gets sunk. So right now, they're trying to work out some agreements on Medicaid and some other programs like that, especially when it comes to getting the spending cuts that they're trying to get to. You know, they want $1.5 to $2 trillion. And I think the common consensus is the only way you're going to get there is if you reform some of these entitlement programs. So right now, they're trying to work out how they can save money on Medicaid, whether it be expanding work requirements, whether it be some other ways in which they can find savings. They're trying to work that out and trying to do it in a way that doesn't cost the most vulnerable people any type of benefits, because that's also going to cost them votes on the House floor.
Can you give us some idea of who the loudest, the most vocal congressmen are, congress people, I guess, are? Because, you know, obviously the speaker's out there and he's shepherding this thing through a very complicated job with this slim of a majority, probably a complicated job with even a bigger majority to get something this massive done. But who are the representatives right now on each side of this argument trying to come together to get a compromise that's workable?
Well, in terms of who's been probably the biggest critic of the whole process, it's probably Senator Josh Hawley. He's not involved in the House negotiations, but he has consistently casted doubt on Speaker Johnson and House Republicans about finding a way to reach that $800 billion mark without cutting essential services. So he has kind of casted a lot of doubt on the House, and we already know he's got a shaky relationship with Speaker Johnson as it is. So I think no matter what, if they're able to get this out of the House or get it over the Senate, he's going to be somebody who's going to be a major X factor in this whole thing. But I would look at any of the members from New York, New Jersey, California. Those Republicans are the ones to watch because they're also involved in the SALT discussions, which is the state and local tax deduction. That is something that really only impacts blue states like New York,
Illinois,
New Jersey, L.A., yeah, Illinois, exactly.
Yep.
So they're trying to find a way to make sure that SALT cap is extended or lifted in order to get them to yes. And that's not exactly something that red state Republicans are really excited about because it doesn't really impact their states the same way. But a lot of them you talk to, they kind of understand that that's going to have to be included if they're going to get some of these more moderate and some of these blue state Republicans to yes.
Oh, we love our blue state Republicans. Hey, Ryan, this is Ryan. How much does the House negotiate with the Senate in this process? Do they have a pretty open line of communication as they're putting their bill together? Is it like, no, we're going to do what we do, and then you guys do what you do?
Sometimes it works that way. Other times they have no other choice but to negotiate together. You know, Lindsey Graham came to a big Republican meeting last week and was kind of talking about his, you know, experience as the budget chair and how they're trying to work together. And Lindsey Graham came out of that pretty on board with the idea of expanding some of these work requirements for Medicaid and going through some of these other ways in which they could find savings. So yeah, Lindsey Graham certainly has been talking to House Republicans, but I think there still is that divide here and there amongst the House and the Senate, because I think the House kind of doesn't really trust the Senate when it comes to finding a way to get to this $1.5 to $2 trillion. I think there might be a little bit of a divide there.
We're speaking with Ryan Schmelz. Of course, you hear him each week as the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent here on the Annie Fry Show. Also, we hear him on the radio at the top of the hour quite often. We appreciate that you follow this so closely so we can lean on your expertise as to the process to get us to that big, beautiful bill. I've heard various dates be thrown out there. You know, as we've said before, as long as they get the right deal done, this doesn't have to be passed until they just finish the year. Is that correct? This is all for what would take place after 2025. However, I've heard them say July 4th, maybe Memorial Day. What is a realistic expectation that the American people can have right now on when this thing could be completed?
So if you talk to House Speaker Mike Johnson, he's still pretty adamant about getting the House version of this bill done by Memorial Day. Leader Thune has been kind of using this idea of July 4th. Secretary Scott Bessent has kind of been eyeing July 4th as well. So I think July 4th is probably the realistic deadline for both the House and Senate to be done this. But like you just said, the real alarm clock doesn't really kick in until probably the end of December, because at the end of the year, that's when the Trump tax cuts expire, which is obviously what Republicans are trying to avoid from happening here, is allowing those tax cuts to expire.
How much? So the work of the people in Congress, the work of the House, the work of the Senate, how much of their time is sucked up by this, that if they were, for every day that goes by, every month that goes by, that they don't get to this thing that will run out of clock at the end of the year? How much time are they spending on this that could be spent on other things? Does this have to get done in order for them to pick up the mantle on other initiatives that they want to see get through with their slim majority?
Well, I think if you remember that soundbite that Speaker Johnson just played right there, it's very hard for them to pass anything because they're going to need 7 votes in the Senate for just about anything else. There are a couple things that they can pass without a 60-vote threshold. They can confirm cabinet nominees, which is what the Senate's spending a lot of its time doing right now and has done pretty much this entire Congress. They can pass rescissions packages that the White House will send to them, which are pretty much spending cuts or even codifications of some of the executive orders that DOGE has proposed out there. And then also, you know, they pass a lot of bills in the House side, and a lot of it gets kind of hung up in the Senate because Senate floor time is very limited. But this is probably, I would say, their main priority right now is trying to get this one big, beautiful bill done. Now, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, there is one thing they could be doing if they didn't have to worry about the one big, beautiful bill, and that's actually funding the government. President Trump just proposed his actual budget, which is the one that's going to fund the government starting in early October. They wanted to do the full-on appropriations process this Congress, which is passing 12 individual spending bills that would fund the entire government. Well, normally they start that process like October, November. We're now in May, and they haven't gotten to that process just yet. So they're on the clock with this one. And yes, when they're focusing on the reconciliation, the one big beautiful bill process, that's one extra day every single day that they could be focusing on getting the actual budget process done for fiscal year 2026.
Ryan, we keep hearing about that this is about getting the Trump agenda funded. What specifically is it that Trump either can't do now until they pass that, or that he will be able to once they do pass that bill?
Well, a lot of it is making those spending cuts into law. You know, they want $1.5 to $2 trillion in spending cuts. So a lot of the stuff, and I think Speaker Johnson alluded to this, you can't do without 60 votes in the Senate. Well, with the budget with the one big beautiful bill, you only need 50 votes. So they're going to try to put as much in there as possible. And I think a lot of the big policy items that aren't being talked about as much, because a lot of the focus is on Medicaid and spending cuts and taxes, but a lot of the big focus is going to be, or a lot of the big policy victories potentially are in energy. There's going to be a lot of different energy bills that are probably put into this reconciliation package that probably just aren't getting that much attention. But when you talk about also the tax policy ideas, you know, whether it's no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, just some of the agenda items President Trump has thrown out there, you know, he's not going to be able to get 60 votes in the Senate on these standalone bills. So when you clump it all together in the one big, beautiful bill process, then you're able to pass all these things at one time. And yes, this might look like an omnibus, which a lot of Republicans have criticized over the years, but they really don't have any other option for passing legislation without a 60-vote threshold.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ryan Schmelz, we're grateful for you today. Thank you for being with us and walking us through the latest in the big, beautiful bill pursuit. The last question I have for you, I heard Trump in a soundbite, and I can't remember if I was listening to Fox News when I heard this or whatever. He said that he and I think Speaker Johnson were trying to come up with a name for this thing, and they were kind of landing somewhere around the idea of just calling it officially the big, beautiful bill. I was wondering if you had any thought, any news on that.
Well, yeah, I haven't heard that, but I will say this. Now that President Trump has proposed his actual budget, and we're also talking about the budget resolution, calling it one big, beautiful bill has made this extremely easy to break down for people and to explain to people, because it could get a little confusing, especially when you're trying to separate the two. So knowing that there is an actual budget and then there is the one big, beautiful bill does make it a little bit easier to explain.
Yeah, Ryan, you speak a different language than a lot of the American people who are funding these things speak, which is why we're so grateful that you're here with us. I try to ask some super basic questions, and that's for people like me who are like, wait, say that again? Explain that one more time? We're grateful for you, Ryan. Thank you for lending us your expertise. We're going to have you back next week, hopefully. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Sounds good, Annie. Thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Ryan Schmelz, our friend on Capitol Hill. Always good to talk to him. Isn't it weird how complicated the process is? That it's go right over people's heads, and you start listening to the explanation of these things, you kind of go cross-eyed, and you're like, I'm going to do Wordle.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
It is too bad. And here's what's really bad, is that those of us who cover this all the time, I mean, we talk about this stuff all the time. We talk with Ryan at least once a week, and there are still terms that I go, oh, omnibus, and I got to go real deep into the files to find, oh, what's that mean? I mean, with you in Congress, you know, I'm glad that you know what's going on, but the average person doesn't know what in the world you're doing, Congress.
It's just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's so soupy. Like, you get into it and you think you grab a hold of something, but then all of a sudden, it's not as simple as, hey, here's a thing on a piece of paper. Everybody in favor of this? Oh, the most of you are? Good. It passes the House. But we need a little bit more in the Senate. It's a higher threshold. Oh, unless you're doing reconciliation. How do you make it reconciliate? And then all of a sudden, you just get into this cesspool where you're just like, I hope the people who I elected or helped elect know what they're doing. And then in the midst of decades of the separation of understanding of what the American people, the American voter understands, and the bureaucracy that exists, even come the change of potential people filling those elected positions. Now, all of a sudden, you're funding like some of the most wild Festivus Rand Paul list of things that we have now doged. It's like, the question is, how do you get to here? Well, that's how you get there.
What's not surprising to me is that Doge is finding this stuff. It's that I think still a year from now, they're going to keep finding that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's how much it's buried into all these different agencies.
Yeah. Well, what we need to do is make sure that people are being educated on this as they are going through school so that you understand how things work. And also, so that you care about it. I've got a clip that you are not going to want to miss on the other side of this break from a teenage girl who gets her first paycheck. You're going to want to watch this on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. You're going to want to listen to it on 97.1 FM Talk. And if you do stop by the YouTube channel, come vote in our poll and tell us, did you vote for this? Yes, you voted for this. No, you didn't vote for Trump at all. No, you didn't vote for this because you voted for Trump, but you're not happy. Or no, you didn't vote for Trump, but you are happy. One, you got to fall in there somewhere, and you got to let us know why you voted the way you did on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.